da. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Yvange Dye here on Cristo the Rock tonight. We're so excited to come to you tonight with a word that I know that is going to bless you and some music that will just bless your soul. So if you're driving in your car tonight, wherever you may be, we encourage you to stay tuned and we want to say hello. We want to tell you that Jesus loves you. No matter where you're at in life, where you might be going, and what may be going on in your life, you need to know that there is a God that loves you, that gave his only son named Jesus to die for you on the cross. And so many times we need to be reminded that we're loved. That's we right. need to be reminded that there's someone bigger than ourselves, bigger than our plans, and bigger than our own ambitions that loves us unconditionally. And tonight I have the privilege to be with an amazing team, two wonderful, special people in as my brother and sister in Christ that Amen. Have been working in the kingdom of God. But we're here to just share a message with you, share our thoughts, and laugh with you for a little while.
That's
I can
right.
tell with one of my friends here with me, and she's got a great sense of humor.
She does.
So you've and I just love it.
Right.
I don't need
That's
much
right.
to get me going.
Yes, ma'am.
So I want to welcome her. I want her to say hello to us and just greet our audience. And Amen. Again, do not touch that dial, because I know that tonight we're going to have a really good time.
Amen.
So I want to introduce to you Simona Beltran,
Amen.
Who is a PR.
Yes, thank you. Puerto Rican. Amen. Boricua. Gloria a Dios.
Full-blooded,
girl. Praise God.
Well, we'd
of
like
course.
For you to greet our audience and tell us a
well,
little bit about yourself. And
well, yes, of course. Well, thank you, sister. Thank you so much. God bless you, everyone. God bless you. I am very honored to be with you guys tonight and everyone out there. My name is Simona Beltran. And I just want to let everybody know how God has just blessed me and blessed everyone around me, and how there is an awesome God that answers prayers. Any type of need, God is always there for me, and I know that he will do the same for you. So I am honored to be with you guys tonight. I really am.
Cool. And we are honored to have you. And
thank you.
I'll tell you, one of the things that I always tell our audience and people that are accompanying us on the program, right. we're just having a good time.
Amen.
We are yep. just hanging out.
Natural.
We are hanging out.
Just a
out,
natural thing.
But
Amen.
Whatever we're hanging out about has to do with Christ.
And every step.
Yes. And we want to be able to share that. And we have an amazing topic that we want to touch on tonight, and it has to do with Christ's faithfulness.
Amen.
And I'm very happy to have part of our team tonight, a gentleman that has a great story. When you yep. hear him speak and you hear him transmit what God has done and what God is Amen. Doing, it's one of those experiences that you have that you just want time to stand still so that you can just hear of what God has been doing in his life. So I want, you know, Ricky to be able to greet our audience. So
yes.
tonight we have Ricky Vargas with us, and we want to give him the opportunity to greet our audience.
Well, it's good to be here. And when I walked in, I seen the sister, and I felt the immediate connection. And when you walked in, I felt the peace.
Amen.
And my name is Ricky Vargas. I'm a traveling minister from Hearst, Texas. My email is overflowwithglory@gmail.com. And my phone number is 682-234-2670. But Vance's dad is talking about faithfulness, and that's something that I have come to know from God, because he's brought me a long way, girl,
yes.
I mean, to where I was back then.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
it's
right.
it's faithfulness is something that our God is, for sure. He's a faithful God.
Amen. And I'll tell you that faithfulness is to be discovered.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you this. God's faithfulness is everlasting.
Yes,
he's the
he
same
is.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Right.
But we discover his faithfulness.
Yes. yes.
And we discover other people's faithfulness.
There you go. Amen.
Or lack of.
Yes.
say it. Say it.
Yes. Say
okay?
it. Preach it, sister.
So in any relationship, faithfulness is a discovery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In any friendship, any business relationship, partnership, and even, and I want to say this, and this is a very difficult thing to say, even in our own children.
Yeah. Yes.
Faithfulness has to be discovered and cultivated.
Right.
That's right.
Okay, so it is a very important subject that I think all of us can relate to, because we understand, or we want to allow you to understand that God is a faithful God,
yeah.
but you will discover it more and more and more as you walk closer to him.
Yes.
You discover his faithfulness when he reaches out to you.
Yeah. Amen.
And you're like, oh my God, you know, someone talked to me about Christ. That's his faithfulness.
Right.
But that is so small.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is just an, like, let's say the entry point of such a deeper and more profound virtue of his of being faithful.
One of the things, Evangelist Di, that I've learned about God's faithfulness, it endures forever. And faithfulness always brings promotion. And that's one of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit that God wants to produce in us.
Amen.
Faithfulness, diligence, steadfast in our lives, because a lot of people are going to disappoint us and betray us and be unfaithful. Even as we have, as leaders, we have people working for us, and they will not be faithful to the ministry because the motive is not right.
Wow.
But if the motive is right, you will remain faithful to a faithful God.
Amen.
That's right. That's, and you know, I would like us to start with where his faithfulness starts with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that in order to discover his faithfulness, his in its fullness, mm-hmm. because if you walked, if you and I walk down the street right now, regardless of where we're at, now I'm from LA. I told you I'm from LA, so I know where to walk in LA when I want to.
LA girl,
that's right.
You know, here
that's
I still get lost. You know, Tina I think makes fun of me quite a bit because I need a GPS, and if it doesn't come up on the GPS, I won't know how to get home.
Don't feel bad.
Okay, I just won't. Okay, the last time I was lost, I thought, as long as I can get to the airport, then I'll make it home. And that was way off. But you know what? I'm not going to go there. So for all of you, that's my life. But anyways, the initial, if you and I walk down the street and we ask somebody, do you think God is faithful? And they may not even be a believer. Automatically, someone would say, yeah, because God
course.
Is God,
yeah.
you know?
Man.
But that's just the surface.
Right.
And now, the way that God introduces his faithfulness in the beginning, let's say the courtship of God or the beginning of God, is by showing his grace.
Amen. Right.
And
yes.
I think that that's our initial point. That's the story that we all have in common.
Mm-hmm.
You have that in common. You and I have that in common.
Yes, we do.
And we each have a story of how God's faithfulness was demonstrated and was exposed to us by grace.
Amen. Through his grace, yes.
Through his grace. Because if I were to, you know, raise up my flag right now and say, well, or, you know, in Spanish, they say, darme de golpes de pecho de que yo ha sido tan buena persona y que yo siempre doy a la comunidad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will come up so short.
That's right. Compared.
Because the Bible said, for all of us have sinned and fallen what?
Short of it. Yeah.
Short.
Amen.
That's right.
Short. Regardless of, you know, we could even be really good people, but the Bible says that we fall short of his glory. And so our first introduction to God's faithfulness or to Christ's faithfulness is his grace.
His grace,
Amen.
Right.
And what grace is that? It's his saving grace.
Amen.
Amen.
That the Bible
Amen.
Says that we've all sinned and fallen short of his glory. And through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have salvation.
Amen.
Right there. That is the first sign of his faithfulness.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
And you're right.
Well, I must say, Diana, that I am amazed. I love the way you talk.
Oh,
I love
really?
The realness in your voice, how the Spirit of God speaks through you and of you as you as well, Ricky. Mm. God is such a faithful God, and his mercy and grace is upon us in all time.
Yes.
Through the prayers that our family do for us, our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers that taught us who he is.
Yeah.
I love the fact when families unite together because of the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
Without the faith, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
We have nothing without the faith of God. I moved to Tampa, Florida from Dallas, Texas by myself. And as I told my mother, I'm out there, don't know anybody, not one soul. And when I arrived to Florida, I put all my faith in God. I said, Lord, guide me where I got to go. I know all the streets in Tampa now. Without a GPS. Without a GPS.
Hey, girl, that's not fair.
And God opened doors with churches, with musicians, with studios, with people. And I was telling Tina that, Tinita, I was telling her how God just opened doors doors, and you, Diane, as well, how God has opened doors for me in Tampa without knowing a soul. And God always put me together with his own children I have faith.
Yeah, you know what she said earlier about his grace was introduced, and then his faithfulness came. And God proved his faithfulness to him for all.
Yes, he did. Without knowing a soul, not one soul. Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that say, well, how did you get a job so fast? How did you get your own car? How did you get a house? Well, thank you, through the grace of God.
Amen.
God has got all in control in my life. And that's because I have faith, not in man, but in him. It's a spiritual act that one has to find within himself and know that the people are nothing compared to God.
Amen.
Absolutely. And that's a powerful, powerful testimony.
Amen.
And I lived not to that full extent, but that is how I came to Dallas. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any connections, and God begins to open those doors.
And he's
a faithful God. And sometimes we're so afraid, and we experience the unknown, and fear creeps in. But we need to be reminded, and you need to be reminded as you're listening to our voice. And I know some of you are sitting there saying, these girls, they sound so excited.
It's the God in us.
You know what? We are excited.
That's right.
I remember when I was 18 years old, I gave my life to the Lord, and they would tell me, oh, se te va a pasar la emoción. Well, it's been quite a while, and I'm still pretty young.
Yes.
It's grown, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
It's still fresh.
And so I think, Ricky, when we speak about God's faithfulness being demonstrated in his grace, and I know that each one of us has our story and how God reached us by his grace, that it is not by our own merit.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm one person that I've come to a point in my life where I really... It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, what color it was, how grave it was, whatever. His blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, cleansed all of us of our sin, regardless of our background. And so I want you to describe God's grace. His introduction to your life is by his faithfulness was introduced to your life by his grace.
You know, Sister Diana, when the grace of God came to me and I received his saving grace and mercy, I was given an ability inside of me, and that's the grace of God, that I didn't have prior to my salvation. And it enabled me to live for him.
Yes.
And it empowered me to, even in my weaknesses, I was strong because of the grace of God. And he began to work through me. And then not only in me, but through me. And the people began to see that. And they would tell me, what happened to you? And I would say, God, the grace of God came into my life. And it's amazing that you chose this topic, because we wanted to speak on God's faithfulness, because he's taught me that and he's manifested that in my life.
Yes.
So when they began to ask me about, and I always read Philippians 1:6.
Mm-hmm.
He who begun this great work in you is going to complete it.
Yes, and he will perfect it.
Yes. So the grace of God is always ever increasing in our lives.
Right.
Because he's a faithful God. He's not going to start something in you and not complete it.
Mm-hmm.
So that promise is not only to us, but to ever wills to receive, you know, his saving grace.
Absolutely. And one of the things, I think if I were to ask Simona, if I were to ask Ricky, and if I were to ask anyone who's listening to my voice right now, have you ever experienced betrayal? Have you ever experienced someone telling you, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to take you to the store, or tomorrow I'm going to do this, or next week I'm going to get you this? Even the smallest violation of that leaves us with a sense of lack of trust.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And even with our friends, you know, hey, girl, you know, I got your back, blah, blah, blah. And they promise you all these things.
Yeah,
and
no comparison.
Hello, don't hold your breath, because you might just turn blue.
That's right.
You know, it they need to stand the test of time. But I want to say something about our Jesus. Because the Bible says in Romans 5, 7, verse 7 through 9, for scarcely a righteous man will die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, in other words, we weren't doing great things. We weren't doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Christ died for us. Much more, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Yes.
So in other words, he demonstrated his faithfulness and walking in obedience.
Right.
He stuck it out.
Yes.
Now somebody can say, well, that's because he's God. And no, because right before his death, he cries out, Father, if this cup can pass from me. He felt it in his flesh.
Of course.
And it was a sacrifice. I don't think anyone in our life can demonstrate such a love. And I think we need to understand that, it, regardless of where you're at. And I'll tell you that God is not only interested in saving those that are addicted to alcohol or addicted to drugs or addicted to any of these things. He's also interested in reaching those that are delighting in the riches of this world, mm-hmm. that have reached the highest place and still cannot fill their heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There are countless of people that have really reached the place of influence and of position. They may be even a CEO of a very prosperous company, and yet they feel the emptiness in their heart.
That's right.
Because
that's
money will not do it.
There's no distinction between God.
That's why there's so much suicidal.
He saves all that are willing to come to him.
That's right. So if you're listening to me, and regardless where you may find yourself, you might be in high society, you might be hurting right now financially. Mm-hmm. A lot of us in this economy have struggled in different areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are here to share with you and remind you, because I'm sure you've heard it before, God is a faithful God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right.
His love is everlasting, and he is faithful. And we are going to, one of the things I love about our program is that we get to hear some really cool music.
All right.
And I want to hear your music, Simona, as
yes.
well.
Yeah, she brought, I guess.
See, I love music. So as we close this segment for just right now, I want to tell you, stay tuned as we continue with the topic of Christ's faithfulness. And we want to rejoice and hear this music right now. And we're going to go and hear, I love to hear some Christian salsa music.
Oh, yes, of course.
For those of you that don't know, I am of a Colombian background, so I really enjoy it. And we're going to listen to Puchi Colon.
Oh, Puchi.
Puchi. Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to Jose Papo Rivera. Stay tuned here on Cristo the Rock. You can hear us on The Word FM 100.7, Cristo the Rock, Evange Die here with Simona and Rick. Stay tuned.
Amen.
You're all I've ever eres mi motivo. Tú, Dios mío, Rey. Tú, la única razón para vivir. Eres tú, mi Jesús. Tú conoces mi alma. Tú escudriñas mi ser. Tú eres mi amigo. Siempre estás conmigo. Eres mi verdad. Tú conoces mi norte, mi sur. Tú, como marinero a la mar. Tú conoces mi rumbo como una paloma conoce su nido. Tú eres Jehová que me salvó, tú aquel que me sanó. Tú eres el mismo y reina por siempre en mi corazón, mi Señor. Tú conoces mi norte, mi sur. Tú como marinero a la mar. Conoces mi rumbo como una paloma conoce su nido. Tú eres Jehová que me salvó, tú aquel que me sanó. Tú eres el mismo y reina por siempre en mi corazón, mi Señor. Conoces mi rumbo como una paloma.
Okay.